5 of Wisconsin's 8 members of Congress voted against the farm bill. Among them was 3rd Congressional District Democrat Ron Kind. Kind is a regular critic of the Bush administration, but says he supports the president's threat to veto this legislation.
He's right when we say that we ought not be giving taxpayer subsidies to wealthy individuals at a time of record commodity prices, especially given most working Americans are facing rising food and fuel costs. Now part of their tax dollars will be going to multimillionaires under this farm bill.
The current version allows couples with up to $1.5 million in farm income qualify for crop subsidies. Kind says his colleagues missed out on a chance to craft the farm bill to better aid rural economic development, fight obesity in children and adults, and enact strong conservation programs. Others, such as the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, support the farm bill. Casey Langan is a spokesman for the group.
It supports trade programs that will help increase and expand ag exports. The governor announced that Wisconsin's ag exports are at their highest level ever in the first quarter of 2008. So that's a very positive thing because there is a strong demand for our ag commodities due to India and China needing more foods.
Langan says the farm bill also continues the milk income loss contract program, allows state-inspected meat processors to ship across state lines, and supports renewable energy development from cellulosic materials such as lumber and switchgrass. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.